This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Murphy's Law, the only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon, Anna Murphy. Afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon, Joyce. Good afternoon, Tim Dean. Murphy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Great. Big weekend. Wow, what a big weekend. Not only was it Mother's Day and celebrated.
Happy
right across
Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Didn't actually make it to Mother's Day.
No, you didn't, did you?
No, but I did see Hillary Clinton on Friday night. And she's like, in my ideal world, she is like a grandmother to me.
Oh, God.
In the questions to Hillary, and she was as awkward as all get out.
Well, she is. That's why we love
that voice of hers. So unique.
I sent you up there to get an interview with Julia Gillard.
Well, yes, you did. I was preoccupied. I was in the nosebleed section, doll. As soon as she opened her mouth, you went, oh, that was. She's got a horrible voice. She really does.
I think that's a bit.
No, but she was good. You warm into it, but you just go, wow, she's awkward. However, the whole
I'm
thing
I'm glad
was
that you took away such powerful messages for women amongst that.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah. Well, razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
See, and we were discussing this off air just quickly because there was a part of this movie yesterday which got so quiet in there I couldn't eat my popcorn, but you were saying The Quiet Place, the whole thing.
Yeah, I walked out with my popcorn full still.
You've got a rickety jaw, so it kind of puts people off even just when you eat chewing gum or anything. Just
right now I understand clunk, how Julia clunk, and Hillary
clunk,
feel.
Clunk, clunk. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we did make mention that something really special is happening on Murphy's Law. It's going to catapult us into some stratosphere of 15 minutes of fame.
That's correct.
And so we announced it. We're very proud of it.
The fact that I actually got our family involved in Family Feud and we got through the audition.
Totally. And we got accepted to go onto one of the shows, and now the show's been axed.
And it got axed.
Is that sliding doors?
Murphy's Law.
Is that sliding doors?
Murphy's Law.
Anything that can go wrong possibly will.
Wow.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does.
With Anna Murphy, it is an exciting week.
It is an exciting week.
I can't just smell it.
Oh, yes.
Royal wedding coming up. Oh, how fabulous.
Oh, now, I love a royal wedding. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Aren't I coming to your place for a little bit of a showdown?
The only thing that I'm worried about is the two other people that are coming to my fabulous fiesta on Saturday are really into it. And you'll just come and be bitter and you'll make rude, sarcastic comments about everything and it'll be awful.
Are you going to dress up? Do you dress up for this?
Oh, yeah, I want to, yeah.
When Kate and Willie got married like 7 years ago, I'd been at work and I got home, drove home, and out on the balcony was my partner and my best mate dressed up full head-to-toe frocks like they were at the wedding.
Love it.
It was brilliant. Best way to come home.
We aren't doing that. We're not doing that. No,
are you?
No, we're not. Oh, I just want to bring it to your attention that now Meghan Markle, gorgeous Meghan, apparently was dating a porn star. Now
what?
Yeah, this has been the topic over the last few days. Now, I would just Googled him. His name is Simon Rex. He's 43. He's an actor. He's a rapper. And he was a one-time porn star.
Oh, well, that's all right.
One time. I've just... Well, he reckons that they went out to dinner for one date and he went to say goodnight to her and the garlic breath put her off. That's why they didn't have a second date.
He's garlic breath.
But it may be the fact that she Googled Simon Rex and realised that he was a porn star.
She went to the toilets.
I was just looking on Google myself and I thought, wow. Now, if you had a choice between Harry and him, Harry's a prince, this one's a porn star, actor/actor, I'd still go for Simon Rex.
Would you?
Yes. Absolutely.
Are you serious? You've been like lusting after, show me it, but you've been lusting after Harry
have
for years.
Have a look.
Yeah, I'd probably go for Simon Rex as well.
Okay. Told you. Now, we were talking just before about
Simon Rex.
Meghan Markle's Simon Rex, who's the actor, rapper, porn star. He's a triple threat, isn't he?
Oh, it just says here.
Triple threat.
Blair's said, hi guys, I wouldn't say Simon Rex was a porn star. He only did a few videos where he had a bit of a, how's your father?
How's your father, Blair?
Wink, wink,
A wink, wink. That was
change
it.
Change the A.
Emoji.
Change the A to an O.
Well, he goes also, apparently he's also known as Dirty Nasty.
Ooh.
I don't know, because his last...
Now she's marrying Dirty Harry.
His last post on, I think it might have been Instagram or something, said, I haven't been laid for so long, my balls just got into a fist fight.
Oh, see, Meg,
no wonder she's gone away from that.
She's far too sophisticated.
Absolutely.
Now, I do happen to think...
Sophisticated as an Ugg boot, isn't she?
I just think that these people... I mean, stop it. She's very sophisticated. Have you watched any of Suits?
No. Keep going.
Well, you should.
Okay.
Well. Anyway, my fear... Mm. Like, I get anxious about going to the supermarket. So I'm like, how do you prepare yourself to get married in front of 2 billion people that are going to watch you?
We can't even prepare for this show. She's got millions of people around her.
Do you think she's doing a body double? She's got to walk down the aisle.
That's all she has to do.
That's the easy part, isn't it?
That's the easy part. Everyone else is doing that. She's not sending out. She's not sitting there licking the back of envelopes, going, "Oh, I've got to post that one."
She's got the Queen's dogs.
That invite to so and so.
I'm talking about the pressure of organising. I'm not talking about the pressure, you idiot. It's actually wearing a white dress in front of 2 billion people and the fear of maybe pooing yourself on the way down the aisle.
On air in a very stylish sweater, a pink sweater in front of a whole bunch of people. It doesn't make any difference.
I think that that dress is that big that she's just got sneakers on underneath.
I'm not going to poo myself through my cardigan. And why would I be nervous in front of you two?
I'm
talking about getting married to the love of your life and 2 billion people are watching you.
I get it.
No, you don't.
I get it, but yeah.
It's, oh, sorry, I missed what you said.
You've got one job to do. Does she want it or not? Does she want to become a duchess or not? Just stand up straight, walk one foot in front of the other, get to the
aisle,
the other
thing.
Get married.
Imagine tripping. And that would be what I would do. Yeah. So
How was that audition in London?
Exactly. I fell on my face. Dear Diary, well, it's only 5 days until the Merkel infiltrates this family and becomes her Royal Highness, Duchess of Sussex. Should have been the Bogan of Essex, if you ask me. Oh, so unsophisticated, almost hillbilly-like. Oh, I shouldn't be a bitch. No, I'll leave that to Camilla. Oh, and look, Harry seems really happy, and she's not really ugly by any means. In fact, it was only at Sunday Roast at Buckingham Palace that I overheard QE2 whispering to Prince Philip that she thought Harry was punching well above his weight. Oh, Queen Elizabeth, you're such a hoot. Anyway, I can't wait until this frigging wedding is over. I mean, they've all gone crazy with giant life-size cakes of Harry and Meghan. Harry and Meghan cabbage patch dolls, even bathing suits with their faces on them. All this, and Harry's not even in the running for the throne. I just punched out Louie, and you know what? No one even batted an eyelid. Because why? Well, because Tinseltown has arrived and everything else comes in second place. Anyway, I've got to go. Have a personal trainer, a Pilates class, and a fat freezing session to get through this afternoon. There ain't no B-grade film star's ass going to beat my royal tush, that's for sure, over my dead body. Anyway, this is Katie signing off. Toodles!
Murphy's Law. Take the gay brother and the straightest sister and let them loose on air? No way. Joy 94.9.
Anna Murphy.
Yes, Daniel.
We've just heard from Princess Kate a little while ago. She's brilliant. I love her.
Smashing.
But she did make mention about how all of a sudden, you know, everyone's gone crazy and doing like really ridiculous things for Meghan and Harry, like cakes, life-size cakes.
I'm getting a mug brought back from the UK.
Well, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you at all? But the one that blew me away, which I'm not too sure about, is the bathing suit.
I'm unsure about this one as well.
It's the bathing suit. Now,
bathing suit with, if you haven't seen it, there's now like for men and women, there's bathing suits with like the full face of
Is
Meghan.
There one for men?
I don't know whether there's any Speedos or not.
Because I just am getting a great visual of Harry's face on a Speedo and right where the nose is where that part sticks out.
Should be there.
Yeah. Should be there.
Well, I'd like to wear, I think, I'm tossing up really, I'm not really sure, because on one hand I would like to wear a one piece with Meghan's body on it, so just a black one piece and Meghan's body, you know, so it's like an optical illusion. And then the other thought was, I just would wear the Harry one and just not wax or anything. I'll be Harry Harriet.
they've taken a really bad photo of Megan's face for the bathers.
Oh.
And where she's got some blemishes, a couple of pimples, is right where the nipples are. It's unfortunate.
Oh, maybe they've done that on purpose, Doc.
Do you think?
You're being so kind about women today, I can't wait to hear the rest of the show. I'm having an issue with singers at the moment with all this
where we
can't talk properly. Like, we don't pronounce anything properly now.
Like,
yeah, there's lots of them. Zayn's the same. He talk like that on the time. And she does it too, the zhuzhuzh.
I think she's always done it though, hasn't
she? I've always said she sounds like she's gargling milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just am a bit fed up with every singer doing the same thing.
Is anybody watching The Voice? Am I the only person in Australia watching The Voice?
Oh, no. I'm liking The Voice at the moment. I think The Voice has got some good talent on
there. There is some good talent.
It was quite amazing.
But again, there's that... What are you singing? What are you saying?
It's modern people. Look at you two stuck in 1982 with Pat Benatar. Like, seriously.
Well, Pat Benatar could pronounce her words.
I knew everything she said.
It's called pronunciation.
I don't even know why I do this show with you guys. I should just do it myself. Like, seriously.
Good luck.
Okay. Anyway. Last month, John Oliver spent $8,540 on a jock strap, which was originally worn by Russell Crowe. Crowe was giving or selling them off, auctioning them off in his Art of Divorce memorabilia auction. And he thanked John Oliver for the wonderful kindness and said he was actually going to, he promised the money was going to be spent on something really special. So Russell Crowe revealed a tweet.
It was on Twitter.
Twitter. He's actually set up in an Australian zoo.
It's the Australian zoo.
Called the John Oliver Chlamydia Award. And I think that deserves a clap.
For koala chlamydia.
See what I mean?
Didn't you?
Yeah.
You couldn't do the show without us because who would push the button? And who do your sympathy laugh? I've recently moved into a place and needed to get a new couch. So without thinking, I just went out and bought myself a fabulous new couch, didn't I? Oof. Yep, freedom, thank you, there you go. I'll have that. And
what colour is it?
Then it arrived on Friday in the massive rain that we had on.
Great.
So it arrived and when they took it out of the box, you know when you can never really remember things that clearly? I don't anyway, like I'll shop for it and then I'll think, what does that look like? And they take it out and it's a very, very lovely material fabric, but light grey.
Yeah, that's good. Really, that's good with a newborn puppy.
With a 5-month-old puppy.
Who's crazy in the backyard digging dirt.
Whose main focus in life and who looks like Barbara Streisand, cross-eyed. Yeah, whose main focus in life is to just make things messy, right? To the point where I've gone down on the weekend and I've bought a couple of rugs that are exactly the same colour, so I've covered the whole thing up. But I thought, I'll just leave a little gap there so you can see the couch, you know, at the end of the chaise lounge, you know. And as I did it and then I went off to vacuum, I knocked an empty coffee cup, you know, takeaway coffee cup, onto the floor and I thought, I'll get that in a second. As I thought that, the dog ran from nowhere past me, picked up the coffee cup in her mouth and proceeded to run at full speed towards the couch with that in her mouth and coffee's going out everywhere and she got the one piece of couch that I had not
actually... Of course
actually,
you did.
Yeah. With coffee. It's come out. Yeah. I've got a lot of anxiety about this
That
couch.
Just means it's your couch now because it's been ruined.
Yeah.
Burke the Scottish Deerhound. He's cute.
I don't know what they look like. Can you show me the picture?
There.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Only has 6 months to live, unfortunately. There's a good side to this story. It's fabulous. Congenital heart disease.
Oh,
so he's only got 6 months to live.
Oh.
The poor little bugger. Little Burke. He's very cute. But the owners at this rescue place have decided now they're going to set up doggy bucket lists.
Oh.
So if your dog's only got 6 months to live, and her name is Lynette Hawkes, and I think she's amazing. I think it's a wonderful thing to do for dogs.
Oh, that's really cute.
So she set up a little bucket list for Burke, and Burke's bucket list is he wants to go through a McDonald's drive-thru, ride in a convertible, have a professional massage, swim in a giant ball pit, sit in a fire truck, hang out with the team at a radio station. That's where I thought we could come in handy.
We could
come and do it with us. Sit in a police car, take a boat ride, meet a celebrity, go on a picnic, visit a doggy cafe for a puppuccino, and sit on a Harley. And then gone.
That's just really cute.
Wow. That's fabulous.
That's a great list. Thing about the, you know, the fire truck one? It would be no good for Pepper because every time she gets in the car, she just sits down and goes to sleep.
Top thing on your bucket list. So what are you going
to
do?
So mine is Ireland. I want to go to Ireland. I haven't been
is
there.
Is that it? That's on the topic of your bucket list.
No, it's not. That is like the ultimate.
Well, boring.
You're not allowed to criticise someone else's bucket list. How are you sitting there in judgment?
Through,
what's yours?
Send through your bucket list.
Sitting in a room with Hillary Clinton.
Zanjev has sent this one through.
Yes, my bucket list is to see Barbara Streisand in concert.
We could just send your puppy over to Zanjev.
Well, I could. In her tutu.
Yes. Send in the clown.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Judd, and this week on Postcards for White Privilege, I get together with my close friend, Nadia, who married a football player and has never worked a day in her life. Nadia owns her own business and blog page called Chronicles of Nadia. Bloggers are just people who have no skills and sell themselves off as really informative researchers when really it's just photos of them holding someone else's product and hard work. This week, Nadia and I will bore you shitless when we visit a Mecca Cosmetica store, a boutique clothing salon in Hawkesburn, and finish off blowing wind up each other's bums over a cocktail at the Stoke House. That's this week on Postcards for White Privilege.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen, and usually does.
Jessica Melboy then. Look, she didn't come home with the gold. In fact, she didn't come home with anything, really.
No. Can 20, I just say, and I know it's going to be controversial.
Look.
Hang on. Let me have a voice. This is my show too. What was she doing with that dancing?
Oh, and the dress.
The shoes.
Like she was.
Well, it's a big stage. I get that, and it's a very brave person to be on there.
One person, like no dancers, like none of that.
We need curry.
There wasn't anything remarkably bad about it. It was just none of it worked together.
No, I just thought she looked quite frumpy in that outfit, and the dance moves did not suit her at all.
Yeah, she needs a stylist and a choreographer.
Absolutely.
That's my advice for next year.
Or just stand still. Do it like Kylie stood still for years, and it worked for her.
Didn't she? Yeah.
I feel for her though, because there's a lot of pressure, isn't it, with that whole Eurovision thing? And really, it's a silly little competition with some awkward songs.
Well, I just think it's funny because we shouldn't be in it.
Well, sorry, we probably won't be next year. Let's face it, who do we have left? Guy. Who was the other
one? There aren't a lot.
No, there's not.
Delta could get her. Delta.
Yeah, give her a run.
She's too busy being Olivia.
Oh, God.
Don't even talk about it. I'm not even going to go there.
Do you know, I missed all of this, but apparently last night there was an Olivia expose
it was played
by Delta Goodrum on television. Apparently it wasn't good.
No.
Is the second part on tonight? I need to race home and get into it.
Tell us what your bucket list is.
Slow down, doll. You're tripping over your words.
You're going. You had it.
And we head out to the roads this afternoon. The eastern outbound is light as my puppy at 13 minutes.
giggle.
Monash outbound. I think it's fun. Monash outbound. I'm already having more fun than the last time. God, I nearly bored myself senseless. Monash outbound
is
starting to slow like Dean Murphy needs to at 53 minutes. Princess Freeway getting a little heavy like me after my month-long fast food binge diet.
I don't know whether you saw it or not during the week, but the ABC has come under fire for airing a segment
Okay, all right. So breathe, dog. Give me this.
No, I need to go to a song. I'm nearly there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Go to a song. Now, as I was saying before, I was trying to get the words out of my mouth. I'm just struggling this afternoon. ABC has come under fire because they had this sexuality expert who was calling for parents not to change nappies without asking for the child's consent. Have you heard anything so ridiculous in all your life? Deanne Carson is her name, and she basically says that parents should ask for consent of the child to choose the nappy. Now, she says, I'm going to change your nappy now. Is that okay?
Of course,
the baby's not going to respond. Yes, mum.
God.
That's awesome. I'd love to have my nappy changed. But if you leave a space and wait for body language and wait to make eye contact, then you're letting your child know that their response matters.
I am infuriated.
How are you feeling with
by that?
Yeah. That's big time.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So what are you going to do? Sit there and what? If it doesn't give you the right facial expression back, you just let it sit in its crappy nappy for the next hour and a half until it suddenly smiles when you ask it politely again.
Possibly.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm a bit concerned. Is Dean experiencing the menopause?
Well, actually, we have changed studios for the first time in about 6 years, and it's really hot in here, isn't it? You're never going to hear us say that a lot.
No.
Because the other one's like an ice block.
Yeah, I prefer the other one because I am melting and this is the first of winter and I'm in a pair of tights that have got control tops and I am far too heavy for them.
Are they like Spanx?
Sort of. They're choking the life out of me. I'm like a sausage in there. I don't know if anyone was listening before when I said I'm not going to poo through my cardigan, but it is quite a potential right now.
Hey, there's one you could send to Eurovision, Ricky Lee.
Yes.
Oh, now we're dragging him out. What about Anthony Kalea? Although he's so little, you would miss him on the stage.
Oh, don't chop the short. He's a national icon.
Jesus. Wow. That voice is big, though, isn't it?
I love him.
Shiny little jockey. He can come out on a horse like a jockey.
Anthony Kalea for Eurovision next year.
That'd be great.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
Good one.
Now, listen. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
Again.
Here we go. Yeah.
How excited I am about the royal wedding.
Yeah, look,
on Saturday.
I think it is exciting.
No, this is a big event in my life. All right.
Because there's so.
Because I don't have a lot going on. And I'm obsessed. Now, I just want to ask someone in the room who's remained very tight lipped and non participating in these conversations. Timothy, will you be watching the royal wedding on Saturday?
Look, I don't. No, I was trying to come up with an excuse that I'd be working, but I'm clearly not working on Saturday night. Look, no. I don't know. I don't know. If it's on, I'll have a little looky-loo.
If it's on.
But I don't know William and Kate.
No, it's Harry and Meghan.
I don't.
There you go. No interest.
So I don't know them personally.
Know them personally either,
Dom. Why are you so invested in it?
2 billion people don't know them personally.
Because there's nothing else going on. You see, though, I'd much rather sit and watch, I don't know, The Handmaid's Tale or... RuPaul's Drag Race. Now, that's what I'll be watching on Saturday night. I know it starts off on Friday night, but I'll be watching it again on Saturday night.
What do you need me to bring over? You know, it is a royal wedding and
it's big
and you're going to have some champagne and
stuff. We are going to have some champagne.
What do you do with that? What else do we do?
We're going to do some pims.
Pims?
Are you going to play games like toss the bouquet and...
I don't know whether we will. My flat's very small. It's already going to be crowded with four of us. I'm not sure. And a dog and a cat.
Well, you sold me on this. It's going to be an amazing production of whatever. Come over and share the moment.
You can bring some food if you'd like, Dollface.
What food is appropriate for this?
Well, we're going to do cucumber sandwiches.
Okay.
For sure. And then I was thinking about doing a roast beef.
Oh.
But I don't know.
I'm not coming if you're doing roast beef. That's it. No way. That's it.
Well, definitely doing a roast beef then.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Why don't you like roast beef?
Is it Jay or Jai?
I think Jai.
Jai.
Bucket list is to sail the wit Sundays with boyfriend and at least two porn star wannabes.
Wow. That's more than two.
Specific.
Just wannabes?
And it just, did I hear Dean choke on a nappy? That was me, actually, choking in my tights are far too tight. As we head out to the roads, the eastern outbounds, just like Michael Jackson, it's bad, Shimon, at 28 minutes. Monash outbound, mediocre like You're Delta, playing Olivia Newton-John, it's 45.4 minutes. The Princess Freeway outbound, it's just like Kylie Minogue, slow, only not sexy at 18 minutes.
Last man standing. Ding, ding. Now, if you've never heard this before, this is where we get asked questions or a topic by Tim.
Yes.
Yes.
We have to answer it.
Within a certain amount of time.
So, Anna, you are at Two Love, actually.
I am.
So you are in the lead.
Oh, here we go, smart ass.
So,
keep your manners in, thank you, Peter Overton.
Nice. Thank you. Anna, you'll be kicking us off.
Yes.
Today's topic is, now think out of the box, things that fly.
Birds.
Planes.
Kites.
Crickets.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry about that.
That was
only a way to finish it. That's a good way to finish a game.
Oh, that's a smack for me.
Wow.
I don't know why I went blank then.
How's that pink cardigan going for you? No, weren't you going to do something through it before?
Poo through it.
Yes. Love that track.
I love that track too.
It's good, isn't it? That was a good album from her.
Very good album. You were bagging it out
last
week.
I'm going to see her live in concert in Sydney.
Are you?
Yes, got tickets for that one. It's not till October. It's a long time away, isn't it? Because
you know, think of your sister who's got a birthday in October. That would have been nice, but no.
You were. I was going to say knocked up.
No.
No, you were living over in the burbs. I forgot about you for a little bit. Now you're back and bigger and brighter than ever before.
Oh,
the next concert.
Definitely bigger.
It's on the cards. We'll go to it together.
Oh, yes. Suburban life was...
But, however, we do have a wedding to go to this
bad
week.
On the waistline. Yes, I'll be busy this week preparing.
What are we eating?
Oh, well, now that you've poo-pooed the roast beef, I think
what's
that
my agenda?
We might just be doing like a fish finger. We might do
a fish finger.
Or some party pies and some little,
oh, lovely.
Little boys.
Oh, that's it from us. Have a fantastic week, people. We'll see you next Monday.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.